churches in South Sudan played a key role in the country's struggle for independence by seeking funds to run schools, health centers, and to train workers. Some church leaders are calling on politicians and the government of South Sudan not to forget faith-based groups as the country prepares for elections in December. Elisa Soro, a pastor at a Baptist church in Juba, says the church can play a pivotal role in the electoral process and should be valued.
The government and all the concerned institutions should not neglect or should not exclude the church in the process of the election, because they play a very critical role. The church needs to be involved. The church needs to also be part of the whole process so that they can also ensure that there is a peaceful election in the country.
Retired Anglican Bishop Matthew Taban Peter from Wondruba Village in Central Equatoria State says for a successful election to take place, the government should work on important benchmarks to set up the vote.
When you want to conduct elections, first of all, the conditions to be met. One, there must be complete security, so that people are free to move, free to express their views. Because even if some of these people who are going for elections, they are supposed to share their manifestos. If it are for their state, for their nation, even our top leadership, the manifesto must be explained to the people. And then people will come to the voting shrine with the idea that, okay, this is a very attractive vision.
Canon Kizito Yak Rink is an Anglican bishop and the provost of Good Shepherd Cathedral in the Western Barra Gazelle State Capital Wau. He says the government should be clear about the preparations for the elections.
All the citizens of South Sudan are ready for election, except the confusion that is going on now in South Sudan. The politician says there is election, sometimes there's no election. We don't actually understand whether there will be election or there's no election. And we don't understand why other people say there's no election. I would tell the government of South Sudan to continue for election, because even when we got independent from the north, things were not implemented all.
South Sudan is expected to hold election in December. However, some foreign diplomats, South Sudanese politicians, parties, and activists have expressed concern that the timeline for holding elections in December is not realistic. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.